welcome to A Year on the Farm. I am your host, Kimberly Allen. Join me as I share my small farm journey on Vancouver Island and connect with other female farmers about how to grow beautiful food, manage a farm, and feed our communities. Hello, and welcome to A Year on the Farm. I am your host, Kimberly Allen. For the month of March, we are talking all about farmers markets and how to make the most of being a vendor. I have been vending at markets for nearly 12 years as a primary producer, food producer, baker, and concession. I have vended in 4 regions of BC and at 7 different markets. What I am sharing today is all about your display and your setup, and more importantly, how to do it in a way that will increase your sales and make vending easier and more efficient. Over the years, I have seen many outstanding market displays. So I am going to sum up what I know to be the details that make all the difference as a vendor and to the customer. Not only have I been a vendor at several markets, I have shopped at dozens of markets all over Canada. My tips today are for food vendors primarily, but some of these ideas will also translate to other vendor categories. I think more than anything, cleanliness is by far the first thing the customer notices. Setting up a temporary market stall on streets and parking lots and parks on fields will inherently create dust and debris. So it is really important that all of your display gear and materials, your product, tablecloth, scale, signage, is all clean. Bring cleaning supplies and make sure everything is properly clean when you set up. Also, be sure to have supplies on hand for spills or dust, anything that can accumulate throughout the market day. Customers are really intuitive about cleanliness, and especially with food, they're going to make a connection about your clean display, meaning that your processes and practices are also clean. I'm also a big fan of using what you have and upcycling, especially when it comes to displays. I have to say though, my one pet peeve is when I see a bed sheet being used as a tablecloth. It stands out, it looks sloppy, and to be honest, a clean tablecloth isn't expensive. You can get great ones at thrift stores or simply a few meters of fabric from a fabric store, but also you can get creative. I have used all sorts of things, burlap, wool blankets, or layered a seasonal tablecloth over my basic one. If you need to use a wipeable tablecloth, there are some really nice ones available, usually during the spring and summer in the outdoor section at department stores. But you can also purchase a piece of oilcloth or something like that from a fabric store. I also think it is important to cover the table all the way to the ground, especially like at the front of your table, at the front of your stall. Have the tablecloth go all the way to the ground if you're storing items under your table. Those bins and boxes tucked underneath kind of take away from your beautiful food if they're really visible. When it comes to the actual merchandising in your stall, I suggest 2 things. Keep it simple and keep it cohesive. If you have a specific style, maintain that throughout the display. Try not to mix up different styles that sort of distract people from your food. You want your display to be functional in how it holds and displays your product, but you also don't want it to be so intrusive that it takes away from your product. Try using display materials that pack up easily or stack so that you can easily unpack and pack up. I also suggest creating a focal point on your table or in your tent. It doesn't even need to be in the middle, but just something simply where the shopper sees part of the display that stands out, perhaps something that you want to feature. The other thing I think is really important, and this is for us to be thinking from the customer perspective, make your stall shoppable. Make it easy for customers to see prices and reach for products or ask for them. Group things together, such as all your fresh herbs, all your flower bouquets, all your jams. Imagine it from the customer point of view and make it easy for them to find what they are looking for. Be sure to have lots of signage because people often don't read signs, so it helps to have signs in more than one place. Imagine the flow for the customer. What do they look at first? How do they move along through your stall? And where do they finish shopping and pay? It is a good idea to set up your point of sale at the end of that shopping flow so that the customer naturally has to walk past all of your product to pay. Try to highlight what makes your product different. Is it your farm? Then have a story and some photos on display. Is it your ingredients? List your local suppliers and sources if you want to highlight the quality of your ingredients. Is it that you are small? That's great. Don't worry about having a huge display with piles of carrots. Display your few items artfully with what you have and experiment with ways to highlight what makes you different. As you sell through product, be sure to remove signs and re-merchandise. An empty table does not actually drive more sales. Continue to fill your table or condense your display for what remains, making it still look full and inviting. If customers are disappointed that you're sold out of an item, you have a sense that, well, you could bring more inventory, but it also gives you an opportunity to promote if you offer pre-orders, and that's something that some markets offer. I think probably looking ready and happy to serve people is something that we're all really sensitive to. And I get it. A lot of the people vending at the farmers market have been up for hours and are tired. And your staff might be too. We just want to make sure that from the customer point of view, we look like we're happy to be there and happy to serve them. So make sure body language, that your staff aren't staring into their phone, that we're greeting people, making eye contact, and just creating that warm and friendly environment for the customer. That really goes a long way. So if you are depending on staff to run your market stall, be sure that your staff are representing you well. They are ambassadors of your farm. Make sure that you have had an opportunity to train them, and I highly recommend having them do a shift or two with you so that they can see how you engage with the customer and what you like to talk about. And then that way it also gives you a chance to go over how you like to do things. There are different ways that we can bag up products, different ways to display, and how we talk to the customer when we're finishing the sale. So now I want to hear from you. I know that some of you are vendors at farmers markets, and I would love to hear all about what market you vend at, what you love about it, and what are your best items to sell at a market, and some of the tips that you have. So you can follow us at A Year on the Farm on Instagram. You can also join me over on my website for my farm, which is Gather Farm and Kitchen, and you can sign up for the email newsletter for the podcast there as well. So for the rest of the month, we'll be talking all about farmers markets, and we have a great interview coming up for you as well from a farmers market manager who is going to share her perspective of what it takes to be a great vendor. It is an amazing thing to be a vendor at a farmer's market. If you haven't done it yet and you're considering it for this year, please reach out. I would love to share with you more about what it takes to do it and some of what I have learned over the years as a vendor. And there will be more information about this in our upcoming episodes and on Instagram at A Year on the Farm. Thanks for listening, friends, and we'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to A Year on the Farm today. Don't forget, new episodes arrive every Tuesday anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can also connect with our community on Instagram at A Year on the Farm and visit our website at gatherfarmandkitchen.com to learn more about our farm and to sign up for our email newsletter. Please remember, beautiful food is in your future.